Okay, to Venezuela now, which appears to be descending yet further into crisis. Yesterday looked like it might be quiet, a pause for months of anti-government protests as Venezuelans marked their nation's Independence Day. But it was a brief pause. The celebrations were interrupted by pro-government mobs who stormed Congress and attacked lawmakers. Reporter John Otis has more.
The day began with a military parade in Caracas. As soldiers marched past President Nicolas Maduro, they declared their loyalty to Venezuela's socialist revolution. But the revolution, which was ushered in by the late Hugo Chavez 18 years ago, is in shambles. Maduro, who replaced Chavez in 2013, has led the country into a deep economic and political crisis. His government has jailed hundreds of opponents. It's also canceled or postponed elections that could have removed Maduro and the ruling Socialist Party from power. This has led to 3 months of protests in which about 90 people have been killed in clashes with security forces. Maduro now claims that peace and prosperity will require a new constitution. On July 30th, voting will take place for a special assembly that will be tasked with writing the new document. But the political opposition is boycotting the vote.
Una constituyente para que Maduro y su camarilla se queden para siempre en el poder.
In a speech, opposition lawmaker Julio Borges called it a maneuver to allow Maduro to remain in power forever. Legal experts say that under the law, Venezuelans must first vote on whether they want a new constitution. The Maduro government has refused to take this step, so Borges announced plans to put the matter before voters in another referendum to be held on July 16th. He said, "Let the people decide." Instead of attending yesterday's parade, Borges and other opposition leaders met at the Congress building in downtown Caracas. That's when a horde of masked men forced their way inside. This Venezuelan TV reporter was at Congress as the invaders fired homemade mortars and pistols. They used rocks and metal pipes to beat the lawmakers, three of whom were hospitalized. Among them was Armando Armas. Despite a nasty head wound, he was defiant. Nearly 100 youths have died in the protests, so a few blows from these thugs is nothing, he said.
Y que se haga justicia.
President Maduro condemned the violence, but it was the second time this year that pro-government gangs have attacked Congress, the only branch of power controlled by the opposition. Lawmaker Jose Correa said it was a terrible example to set on Independence Day. Besides the lawmakers, he said, Venezuela's democracy was also wounded. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Caracas, Venezuela.